Well, I hope that if I'd been on the short end of this game, that I would be sitting up here and saying that that was a great college basketball game, because I thought that was a great college basketball game. And really proud of our team. I thought we got ourselves up against it a little bit. They put us up against it. The first 20 minutes, I thought they were awesome. And we came out in second half and got it going offensively a little bit. And we kind of challenged Derek at halftime, because didn't think he had one of his better first halves. And I want to try to remember exactly what I said, because he was pretty spectacular in the second half. So, but it was a great game, and certainly could have gone either way, and we felt good about making the plays down the stretch.
Yeah, was there been a common denominator of why you've been able to beat these guys four straight times? If you look back at all of them, was there something you guys have been able to pull out?
You know, no, I can't say that there's any common denominator. Not really. I think that if you're going to beat them, you better compete absolutely as hard as you can compete, because they're going to. And I'm not saying that that's the reason why, but that's where you at least have to begin. And so I thought our guys gave every ounce of energy and effort that they had today, and that's what ended up winning it for us.
They had 14 turnovers in the second half. What was the key to that?
Well, I thought defensively our pressure was pretty good. We ran at them and trapped them a few times and got them to turn it over, and we wanted to try to keep them off balance, because we felt like if they could get into a rhythm, then whether it's Bradley or Meeks or Crawford or Morris or whatever the case might be, they get into a rhythm, and we allowed them to get to a, or I say we allowed, they got into a rhythm in the first half. I don't know if we allowed that or if they just kind of forced it on us, but I thought we were able to keep them out of rhythm in the second half.
What about the interior? Randolph Morris was pretty much a non-factor the whole game. You talk about Ross and that down low.
Ross was outstanding again defensively, but their other big fella hurt us, and he made some tough shots. He got an and one there going down a stretch, left-handed turnaround, left-handed jump hook. We fouled him, and I didn't think he could see the basket, and it went in. But we played solid defensively, I thought, throughout the game. I thought our defense in the first half was good enough, but our offense wasn't very good in the first half. I thought in the second half our offense kind of came alive.
Do you remember ever winning a game when the opponent shoots 58%?
Did they shoot 58%? Told you our defense was good. Wow. But we held them to 60 in the second half. No, I, as a matter of fact, that's a great question. And no, the answer to that question is no, I don't.
Kevin, the zone a couple of times seemed to affect them. They had a couple of shot clock violations.
I'd like to say that that was born out of genius, but it was born out of the fact that that was when they were shooting that 60% on us. They just were scoring, it seemed like, every time. Now, we got off to a great start offensively, but defensively, to start the second half, they were scoring just as well as we were. Now, I thought we did turn them over a few times, and that helped, but the zones maybe slowed them a little bit, then we trapped them a little bit, and that might have gotten out of rhythm, but we went to the zone because we just couldn't stop them in the man.
Kevin, can you talk about DB's zone? After he missed the second free throw, he goes back and rebounds.
Well, 3-point play. I'd like to give him all the credit for that, but Dan Cage is the one that deflected the ball back, and our 6'4" power forward got in there and got his hand on it and tapped it out, and it ended up in Derek's hands. You know, it's one of those plays, just to tell you how tenuous this game is. That's a play to where if it goes to them, we've got a foul. They make a couple free throws. Now we're forced to try to come down and make a three, which, you know, is difficult when they know you're going to shoot one. It's that fine of a line between victory and defeat. And Dan did a great job of getting in there, tapped it. It kind of bounced around, if I recall, and Derek got it and made an unbelievable shot. The shot he made was incredible. But it was right place, right time. if we had lost, I'd be sitting up here lamenting the fact that that ball that Shane shot from the corner when it was tied for three, that thing went so far down. I had it counted, and then it popped back out. So anyway, it was a great game. They made great plays. I thought our kids really made some tough plays down the stretch.
Was Byer's shot so incredible because it was one of those mid-range and he wasn't squared up and it's over
and
out?
Yeah, and he just kind of off balance and you know, Morris was coming at him and so yeah, it was, but it's what he's been doing for us. That's what. Kind of what he does. I heard Jermaine say to him when he walked in the locker room, "Oh, just another game for you, Derek." And so, you know, he's been special for us in a lot of games in the conference season.
Did you want to pressure their ball handlers at the end? And there's somebody turnover prone.
We wanted to get after them a little bit better than we were getting after them in the first half. At times we were able to. At times we didn't. But at times I thought we were able to.
Can you explain the significance of four straight over UK after 33 years of not doing it?
Well, I don't know. You know, every time somebody asks me about winning up there or winning four straight, I just remind myself that I'm the proud owner of that 62 point defeat we took up there a few years ago, and so. You know, we've gotten fortune. We've had a couple balls bounce our way. A ball bounced our way today, and that's part of the game. But you know, sometimes it involves a little bit of luck too.
Kevin, time for one more question.
So four games you've won over them in a row. They've all been won down the stretch. Both games, both teams coming down the stretch. What do you kind of attribute that to?
Oh, I don't know. Last year, you know, last year's game again. Just to tell you how fine the line is. Last year, they steal our ball at half court, and Red tries to pull Rondo shorts down at half court, and gets the intentional foul. And they've got a chance to get the game tied and have it be theirs out with a chance to win. And Rondo missed both free throws. So it's, you know, sometimes you just get lucky things happen. I think our team has been pretty good this year in the stretch run of games. I think that's been a strength of ours. Tonight was no exception. We talked about it under 4 minute timeout that this is when we play our best. This is when we play well is at this point. And our kids really did the job there in the last couple minutes of the game. Thanks.